this quest for the Ark of the Covenant, the quest for the Holy Grail, do you believe, do you really believe in your heart that it is leading us to Rosalind Chapel?
Look, I've got to define this carefully. I've got a big book on the Grail coming out actually in March.
Sure.
And I must tell you what the Grail, I think the Grail is, and why there's so much confusion
okay.
about it. First, now, if you can think, let's put it in Christian terms, you think of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Or if you think of it in other terms, there is the Grail, a Grail, and the sort of essence of the Grail.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, there isn't the Grail. The Grail is the quest for God. Now, it's as simple as that. And it doesn't exist. It's merely your looking for a piece of divine intelligence. It's God the Father in one sense. It is the quest for divine intelligence. That's what the Grail is. Now, a Grail, oh, there are hundreds of Grails. A Grail is anything which held the body and blood of Christ. And they were so big on relics in the Middle Ages. So it was anything which was said to, oh, have a bit of holy nail or a bit of God's skin. The biggest one, you know, the holy shroud, things of that nature. These are containers, jeweled very often, of something which had something to do with the passion. And the last thing is, this is the odd thing, what I'd call grailness or anything like that. It's when you are looking for the Grail and you have an experience. In all the romances of the Grail, it appeared in so many different forms. It could be even a head on a platter,
mm-hmm.
as well as a jeweled cup. It could be a bleeding spear. It could be practically anything. It was your vision of the Grail. That's why you couldn't ever reach it. It was your quest after God or understanding or wisdom. And that was the third part of the Grail. Now, material Grails, I mean, like the one in Indiana Jones.
Right. The chalice.
Other ones.
Yeah.
You know, that's just an appearance. You can't really hold it. On the other hand, because of all these relics of the Middle Ages, there's one in Valencia, for instance, which when all these northern Spanish kingdoms were fighting the Moors, and they took Valencia. They were backed by St. Lawrence, who was the only time the Pope sent what was called a Grail across to Spain by legend. It is a sort of Roman glass cup in a holder, and it's really a very... It actually got an Arab inscription on its base, and it is really an object of enormous religious power. That's in Valencia Cathedral. Have great processions with it. Another one at Genoa, again, a Roman glass cup and all that. And there are many relics all across Europe which are meant to have a piece of the true cross in it. And indeed, the Holy Rood of Scotland is meant to be the true cross. And Sinclair's, to come into a Grail which might be in Rosslyn, two things. One is they were the official keepers of the royal treasures. So whenever the English attacked Edinburgh, which they did quite often, they'd be taken away, the royal treasures, mm-hmm. including the Rood, into the vaults of Rosslyn Chapel. And that is a matter of fact. And the other thing is, with their connections with the Templars, you must understand that the headquarters of the Scots Templars, Temple or Ballantrodac, is only 6 miles from Rosslyn. And they're very closely connected also with the founders of the Templars, the white monks, the Cistercians. So you get this sort of nexus of monks, Templars, and Sinclairs. And it is very likely, again, that the Templars, when they took Constantinople, alas, on the Fourth Crusade, it's very likely they got away with containers of the Holy Shroud and the Holy Veil, which went in different directions.